Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to episode 4.
Can you believe that?
Episode 4.
I cannot believe that we've made it this long.
I know, right?
I hope we're doing this years later.
I hope we are, too. I hope that this is our fucking job.
I would love that to be.
I would love it.
Hang out, drink wine, and talk to our lovelies.
I know. That's my dream.
It is mine, too.
That's my dream.
So we talked about Thanksgiving last time. By the way, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
I did too. I hope it was wonderful and relaxing.
And that you felt very full.
And you felt full and loved.
And got lots of shopping done.
I got lots of shopping done.
And you're feeling very confident coming into the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you a lot of you have your Christmas lights up on your house. Touché to you, because I do not. I already know that I don't.
I'm making my husband for my trip early just because... I have lots of, we shopped early.
Good.
I wanted to be done with my Christmas shopping. So I shopped early. I have all my Christmas presents. They go in my closet.
Yes, she does. She has a closet.
And so my closet's literally overflowing.
I noticed that it's closed.
I don't even know what's in there at this point. So I'm like, put up the Christmas tree because I need to wrap this stuff.
Do you have a list?
I do have a list.
Oh, we're so alike. I have a master list, too.
I have a master list of everything. So I know what should be in the closet.
Hopefully, it's all still there.
But I have to take it out and wrap it and then go put it under the tree.
Didn't we both buy the same awesome wrapping from QVC?
Yes, we did.
Where you just have to fill out the tag and pull it shut.
It's right there on the floor.
That's it.
I had
the same one. You literally just pull it shut.
It's like a bag. You put the gift amazing. In, you pull it shut, tie a bow, done.
It's done. Or you can even add the gift tag and just connect it to the little string.
That's
and
perfect.
And then tie it.
That is absolutely perfect.
I used one already because I had a coworker that had to get surgery.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be here for Christmas, so I gave them their Christmas present early. But I didn't realize the tags in this gift bag thing were for, most of it was Christmas, and they sent like 10 that were generic for like get well birthdays.
Yeah.
I put a get well tag on his thing and I was like, so screw that. I can't take that off because I already filled it out. So he just gets a get well tag.
That's fine.
Works because he was getting surgery anyway.
Okay. That's fine.
But on a Christmas gift, it was get well.
Get well.
Get well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Get well soon.
It's amazing. I have a present room. So I have a three bedroom.
Yeah, you have a whole room. My closet just packed with
shit. Well, it's a present room / wine cellar.
It is. Has all the wine in it.
It does.
That we drink.
And it has the guest bedroom. Like, it's a multi-purpose room.
Guest bedroom, present room, wine cellar.
Yes. All of the above.
That's perfect.
It is. It's amazing. But I always tell my guests that you come, well, I say guests, but it's just Thor's brother and sister-in-law that ever come stay with us. No one else stays with us. And I always tell them, it's like, by the way, that room's off limits from October until pretty much January.
Yeah.
Because there's just no room for anybody to stay in there. I don't know where I'm going to put that stuff.
So you have to sleep on the living
room. Exactly.
Sorry about the animals.
Oh, my gosh. But we're loving it. We're loving the Christmas season. We can't wait to talk about that.
Love.
But today, we're actually not talking about Christmas.
Today, we're talking about our happy place.
The most happiest place on earth.
So everybody has a happy place. I hope you have a happy place where you go there and you're like, this is where I should be.
Yes.
This is where I feel relaxed. This is where I'm happy.
Yes.
And nothing's bothering me and I could stay here forever. That's your happy place.
That is.
That's when you're having a bad day and you think.
Or you close your eyes.
You close your eyes and you envision yourself in this place.
I'm already there.
Are you there?
I'm there. We're walking hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
With the hats on.
Towards the gate.
Towards the gate.
So our absolute happiest place to be is Disneyland.
Oh.
We love Disneyland.
It's the best place in the world.
So I hope you guys have been there. If you haven't, you should go. It's just amazing.
Even if you're an adult, just go because as soon as you go in there, you have this huge smile. You have no bubble. I'm very bitchy when I'm out in public.
Yeah, and you don't like people in your space. But when you're in Disneyland, we call it the Disney bubble.
Disney bubble.
The Disney bubble.
Yes.
Because it's just like this. It surrounds you with happiness.
It really does.
And it's just, You know, it's so refreshing.
And you have it as soon as you get there.
As soon as you get there, because there's nothing bad about Disneyland.
No.
Even if it's crowded.
Oh, you don't care?
All the people are happy.
Yeah. You bump into somebody and you just made a friend.
You made a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's happy.
I don't mind waiting in line.
No. They make all the rides pretty fun. Sometimes they have concessions or little fans, or it's just great scenery. Lots of places to take pictures.
Yeah.
It's just great.
And all the employees at Disneyland are so nice.
Even the janitors picking up garbage.
We had a janitor one time that sung us like this rap song. He was like this 16-year-old man. And he was so happy to be picking up garbage. And he was singing at this rap song.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was so nice. And it was so good. And he was just like making it up off the top of his head.
So, if we worked there, what do you think we would be doing? You think if we went there and I wanted to be a character, I don't think I'd get to be one. I'm too tall. And I'm not thin enough to be a princess.
You would have to be probably one of the, how would I want to say it?
I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted to be one of the villains.
You would be a villain.
But I don't know if I could fit into their costume.
You could totally be a Cruella de Vil.
She was my favorite when I saw her.
You could be, who else could you be? You could be the Evil Queen.
I would love to be a character, but I already know they would just make me be a janitor.
You would be an amazing Evil Queen.
I would be. Because I would be very interactive. You would be a great princess.
I don't think so.
Because you're so pretty.
I'm too tall.
You're too tall.
And
for sure.
I'm not skinny enough.
Well.
I'm not fucking nail thin, rail thin.
That is part of their stipulation. They have to fit into their costume.
I would not fit in the costume. I could be a fairy godmother.
You could be. The fairy godmother was not like that. I don't think I could be the evil people either because I'd have to fit into their costume and they were pretty small.
I'd probably end up working in the gift store.
I would love to be in the gift store because people are happy to buy that stuff.
They love it. Well, they bitch about it because it costs so much, but
they want it really bad. And then you win them over with your amazing personal care your service.
Yeah.
That you don't care because they always made me feel so happy when I was buying it. Yeah.
I love you.
I love Disneyland. The rides are amazing. The characters are amazing.
The food's amazing.
Oh, the food. Even though I have so many. They are. When we went there, we did a girls trip. And it was just me, Kobe, and Megan, our amazing assistant.
Yes.
And it was pretty early in our relationship. Not too early, because we met into fall of 2013. This was January of 2016 when we went. And it was great.
It was so much fun.
We had a blast.
We stayed for a week.
Oh, it was perfect.
And we had so much fun. I made a dinner reservation and a special breakfast reservation. And Heather has a lot of dietary restrictions.
Yes.
So I just told them, look, I have someone who's gluten-free, dairy-free. Yeah. And so we need special food.
Yep.
They were so accommodating. They made her. Do you remember the waffles?
Good. Yes. I can't forget the waffles. And then remember, we also did the Aladdin place, too.
We did the Aladdin place.
There were three places that did really good for me.
Went to the Aladdin place, and they did a special pre-made dinner. And they did Heather's, like, gluten-free, dairy-free, which was so good.
I mean, we took pictures of all of it, and maybe we'll find the pictures and put them up there.
We'll find the pictures and
post them. Because all the food was so good for me.
And then I took a picture. They made waffles. They had waffles that are in the shape of Mickey Mouse.
And my waffles were phenomenal.
And they're gluten-free Mickey Mouse waffles.
They were so good.
They were so good.
All of my food was good. The whole week. It started
amazing.
This new thing with Megan and Kobe after they got back. Is when they would go to a restaurant, they would actually say, what would Heather order?
That's right.
Because my food always trumped yours.
It did. Remember? So we made one reservation. This was our only special dinner.
Oh, the Blue Bayou?
We went to the Blue Bayou.
Yes.
And so every review that I read said you have to order the Monte Cristo.
Yes.
You have to order the Monte Cristo.
Our friend loves it still. Robin loves it.
So I ordered.
She did.
The Monte Cristo.
She did.
Megan ordered
steak. Some kind of a steak.
It was a steak.
And I ordered one of the only things I could eat.
Chicken.
Chicken with gumbo.
Chicken with gumbo and rice.
It was so good.
So if you don't know, a Monte Cristo sandwich is like a ham and cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Inside of a donut.
Pretty much. And they give you like a berry sauce to dip it in.
And they give you like jelly to dip it in.
Yes. That's exactly what
and
it was.
Literally, it's a ham and cheese sandwich on a donut.
Robin, we love you, but ew.
It was gross. It was so gross. Like, just like... I don't know. Ham and cheese on a donut is gross.
Yeah.
So I like ate like a quarter of it and I'm like, I can't eat this. It's so disgusting.
Yes. And then Megan, she had pesto all over her.
Well, she's picky.
She's very picky.
But she loves steak.
And she loves meat.
Brought her this like nicely sliced steak, but yes. It has some kind of pesto sauce all yes. over it.
Yes. She was not digging that.
And she's like, I'm not eating that. So they could scrape the sauce off.
She ate a little bit then.
She ate a little bit.
But not very much because I think she only ate a little bit because she knew how much it was.
And then she had these mashed potatoes that were like cheesy.
Yes, I remember those.
And she doesn't like mashed potatoes.
No.
The texture feels weird to her. It makes her gag. So, but the mashed potatoes were so good. Oh my God, they're good. But Heather's chicken and rice.
Oh, and the gumbo.
With the gumbo.
Oh my gosh.
Was amazing.
Like all week, my food was amazing. I remember them getting these sandwiches with this brick hard baguette.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. That and sucked. I had this amazing rice and chicken. Sorry, that's the theme is rice and chicken. And it was from the Fortune Cookery.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was called. Don't blame me if I'm getting that name wrong. But I think that's what it was. And it was delicious. So and I even had Megan taste. Megan tasted all of my food all week.
Yeah, she
did. And she loved it. Mm-hmm. And then... we were always starving at the end of the day because, well, it's expensive to eat. You walk a lot and it's expensive to eat there. So we had our frozen tamales.
Yeah, so we bought tamales after Thanksgiving, had them in the freezer.
Yes.
Because we went in January.
Yes.
And so Heather just packed these frozen tamales in her suitcase.
In an insulated bag.
In an insulated bag.
I did. Put them in an insulated bag.
And we had, and so we got, by the time we flew from Seattle to Anaheim.
Yes.
And got to the hotel, they were still rock hard frozen.
Like seriously rock hard. And we didn't even get into our hotel when we first got there. They literally put our luggage in their little storage closet behind their front desk area. And we went and ate. In the Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe.
That's where we ate. And we did some shopping. And then we came back. And then our room was ready. And then we checked in. And I was like, damn, these tamales are still frozen.
They are frozen solid.
So we literally ate tamales almost every night.
Because we didn't want to pay a lot for food.
No.
And then we found a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
That would deliver. What was that one? I can't remember what it's called.
It wasn't Fry's.
But it would deliver for free.
Yes.
And if you were a first-time deliverer, you got a case of water for free.
Yes, they and we love that.
Like a 3-pack of paper towels.
That's right. We got our free
for
shit.
Free. So our first night in the park, we actually had to leave early to go meet the delivery
that
guy.
That was the only annoying part because we were having so much fun and we were at the... What was the drink me? It wasn't drink me not.
Drink me bar.
Drink me bar.
The Alice in Wonderland.
Drink.
Late night out.
Oh, it was so fun. They had a great band.
They had a band.
We were dancing.
They had a drink me bar. We had these special drinks. And then we got a call from the frickin' grocery store.
Like, saying that they were an hour early.
They're delivering our food.
So we had to run over there. We had to leave Disneyland, leave our party. We had lit drinks.
They were like
our ice cubes are lit.
They had they actually lighted up like inside the drink.
So we're all dancing with our lit drinks, and then Kobe's phone rings.
And it's a fucking grocery store.
And we have to leave to go get our groceries, but we wanted our groceries because we needed them for the week.
Yeah,
because it had our Patron and our Jaeger that we didn't drink.
Yep. Our two
huge bottles of wine.
Huge bottles of wine. We drank one of those.
We did drink one of those. We were so tired every night we got back.
After like 14 hours in the park, you get back to your hotel and you're just like...
Kobe was usually snoring dead. Earlier.
Like 5 minutes, I'm out.
And then Megan and I would sit and talk.
Yeah.
For the rest of the night, listening to Kobe's snore. It was cute. It wasn't loud and obnoxious.
Just snore. Heather hums. She hums in her
sleep. I do hum.
She hums.
Which I think is endearing. It's not an angry hum, I don't feel like. Because I've heard angry hums. It's just a little hum.
It's a nice hum.
But I can see it being annoying a little bit. Because Thor says it's a little annoying.
So, what's your favorite ride?
Oh, gosh. ride, my favorite ride or my favorite ride I can go on?
Both.
Because they're both different. Favorite ride I can go on is definitely Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Because I'm lame. That's my favorite ride. Even though it's not scary, it's there's nothing to it really. I just love that ride.
It's so fun. It's really fun.
Now, my other ride I love that I really can't go on too much would have to be a toss-up between Star Tours, which I really can't do that one too much. I love Indiana Jones, but that ride's also bad for me.
Yeah.
I have, well, as you guys all know, I have a lot of dietary issues, but I have medical issues too. So I can't do a lot of like those kind of rides, but I love them.
Anything jerky?
No jerky rides. No Goofy's Fly School.
No, that was bad.
That was the worst one ever.
That was when we broke Heather.
Yeah, I got broken.
Yeah.
But that was okay. We got through it.
That was the second to last day. So we did pretty good.
We did really good. That whole trip was so fun. We did all the parades. Every show. I did a sing-along, and I was belting it to the top of my lungs.
It was so fun.
I am the worst singer. You guys can hear my voice right now. Can you imagine the singing? It's not, eventually maybe you guys will hear it, and I apologize in advance for that.
Yeah, we can't sing.
No, but we both played instruments, so I know we can both sing in tune. It's just
I know that I'm not in tune when I sing, because okay. I can hear myself.
You can hear it not
in
tune. Not
being in tune.
I'm usually in tune, but I know I don't have a good singing voice. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good, but yet it's not like, you don't want to jump out the window and kill yourself when you hear me sing. You just don't enjoy it.
I just don't want to listen to
it. I just don't. I would rather listen to someone that's good. But Disneyland's fantastic.
Disneyland's fantastic.
What's your favorite ride?
My favorite. I have two favorite rides.
Like, what do you
my
have to go on?
My favorite ride in Disneyland is the Thunder Mountain Railroad.
That's a good one.
And my favorite ride in California Adventure is the Cars ride.
Cars is fun. I think in California Adventures, my favorite are two different ones. I love Soaring Over the World now.
Soaring is fun.
Soaring Over the World now, which we have not been on.
We haven't.
We haven't been, because it was Soaring Over California when we went. Mm-hmm. And then I did talk Kobe into going on Screaming, even though that's not the same name anymore, because now it's Toy Story.
Is it?
It's either a Toy Story or something else, but they changed. No. It's not Toy Story. It's in Incredibles. They changed it to Incredibles now. It's the Incredibles ride.
It was fun.
You did like it.
I did. Well, I had to take my glasses off.
She did.
Because I was afraid they might fall off. So yeah. I put them in that little mesh bag that they have there. But I am like legally blind.
She is. Seriously. Without my glasses.
So I took my glasses off because I didn't want to lose them on the ride. But then I can't see anything.
I bet you on that ride, you would be fine because there's so much force going at you.
Yeah.
That I don't think they would have came off.
Well, I wore them on Space Mountain.
Space Mountain's bad for that.
And I felt like they were going to fall off.
My older sister, I wasn't with her when this happened because I was not around. I wasn't born yet. But Stacy did lose her glasses on that ride. And
see, that's what I'm afraid of.
It really, like, scarred her.
Yeah.
Because I heard about this later on.
Because if I lose my glasses, like, I'm, like, literally I can't see anything. And, like, I'm just, I can't do anything then.
No.
Like, you literally have to grab me by the arm.
I would be like this seeing eye dog at that point. But yeah. she didn't lose them because she did put them in there. And we took an amazing picture.
We did.
And it was fun.
It was fun.
I really liked it. Megan did not go on the ride
with us. She would not go on it. We bought her a churro and set her on the bench.
She ate a lot of churros.
She did.
Because Splash Mountain, she wouldn't go on.
Nope. She got a churro then,
too. She got a churro. Goofy's Fly School.
She got a churro.
Smart girl on that
one. No, that might have been a corn dog that time.
I think it was a corn dog because we were by the corn dogs. Yeah.
So we just buy her a treat. Food. Set her on a bench and we go on the ride.
And she's happy.
She likes, she was happy.
That's amazing.
So have you heard, do you know what the Disney Club 33 is?
No, what is that?
Have you heard of that?
Disney Club 33?
Yeah.
No, what is this?
So I was looking this up online. There's something called Disney Club 33. I don't know what that is. So it's a special VIP Disney Club.
They
have it at Disneyland.
Okay.
So to join this club, though, you have to pay. It's between $25,000 and $50,000 of an initiation fee. And then you pay up to $30,000 a year in dues to be in this club.
Wait, well, what do you get out of this?
So there's apparently in New Orleans Square, like right, it says right around the corner from the Pirates of the Caribbean, right? There's okay. like a gray door.
Okay.
That you can go into and they have.
If you're in this club.
If you're in this club, you can go in and they have their own restaurant, their own bar, their own, like it's a whole area.
I'm really hoping it's all included because you don't have to pay for anything right. extra if you're already in this club. Well, you
still have to buy the dinner. Are you
serious?
Yeah.
Even if you're paying like yeah. that much money a year?
So, and plus if you want to be in the club, there's like a 10-year waiting list to get in.
So wait, so you have to pay this money and it's just to get access to this place?
Just to walk in the fucking door.
And then you have to pay for the dinner, which you know they marked up.
Which is like a $200 dinner.
That's what I'm saying. They marked the crap yeah. out of this.
They have a 5-star restaurant and a lounge.
They better be 5-star.
There is a dress code if what? You want to go in there.
So you have yes. to have mouse ears on?
Not mouse ears.
Oh, no.
But it is in Disneyland, and that's the only place in Disneyland where you can buy alcohol.
Because Disneyland is dry. Disneyland
is dry.
Like, you can't even do it in a restaurant.
Nope.
California Adventure, you can.
In California Adventure, you can have wine. That's it, though.
Margaritas.
Oh, there was margaritas. We walked up to the margaritas. That's right.
Yeah. But you can have wine and beer, because my husband mm-hmm. has walked around with a beer.
Yeah.
Because I remember one of the little character bodyguards, is what I call them.
Yeah.
Mentioned, it's like, oh, Pluto, all of the little, all your little friends have their little apple juice in their cups. And it was just Thor and my brother-in-law with their little beer in their cups.
Yeah.
So they do sell beer. So but you have to go to the other place. So that place, you can have alcohol.
You can have alcohol.
Only place.
The only place in Disneyland.
So we, like when we were at the Blue Bayou, we could not buy alcohol.
No.
Interesting.
But it was apparently like a club for like celebrities and people like when they, if they're big celebrities and they take their kids to Disneyland, they have a place they can go where people like won't bother them.
Oh.
So that's why it's more tailored to celebrities and high profile people. So like you can go somewhere and like get away from people like wanting to take your picture and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so you and I will never be in this club.
Probably not.
Just because the fact of the cost and there's already a 10-year waiting list to be in the club.
I don't want to be that old when I join the club.
We're not going to ever be in this club.
No.
But
that's okay. That's a cool club to know about.
I know. And and
then we can stalk the shit out of that door and wait for the cool people to come out.
We need to go find the door.
Yeah, we're going to find the door. We'll take a picture in front of the door.
It's like a gray like painted door that like blends in with the background so you don't see it.
It's a hidden door.
It's like, yeah, they try to hide it.
Ooh.
Because they don't want people to know about it.
No. Do they have a secret knock? I bet you there's a secret knock.
There probably is.
Some Disney knock.
The next time we're at Disneyland, we have to find that door.
We're going
to
find it.
And we're going to stake it out.
And we're going to take a picture with whoever comes out of it.
That's right. Whoever comes out of that door.
I don't care if we don't know who the hell you are. You're getting a picture.
It's probably somebody famous.
It might be, or it's just a rich person. Yeah. I don't even care. Whichever way, they're going to be my friend.
Yeah. And then they're going to take me into the door club with them.
Because they like us.
That's right.
And they want to.
They can bring guests.
Yeah.
If you're a member, you can bring guests.
Okay, that's good to know. They're going to be our best friends.
Yeah.
And because they love us. Because everybody usually loves Kobe and I when they meet us together.
They do.
Separately, people don't really love me so much. Kobe kind of brings me up. I think maybe they just love her and they just take me on because I'm with her.
You're with me. We're like a set.
We are a set.
You can't have one without the other one.
And they understand that. And so I just get grandfathered in every time.
Every time I tell people at work, I'm like, hey, Heather's come over tonight. They're like, oh, shit.
That's what they say. It's what they say when I walk in, too.
They do like troubles here.
Troubles here. It's what your co-worker says every time I come.
There's
trouble. But I think he secretly loves me.
I think he does.
He does. He does.
He does.
I think they all do.
Yeah.
Because I just have that feeling. I know when people don't like me and I'll get that feeling there.
Yeah.
I'll,
they all love you. I get that feeling at my work, though. Because we're fun. Because we're fun.
We're amazingly fun. We're
amazingly fun.
So we talked about the food. How about your character? Now, Kobe's favorite character is Ariel.
I love Ariel.
And we did get a picture with her, and it was fantastic. And she was so sweet.
She was. She was. They're all so nice.
Oh, they have to be.
They're so nice.
You pay a lot of money. Even if you're not a celebrity with a special little gray door room.
Yeah.
You have to pay a lot of money to go in there.
Yeah.
Regardless. So they have to be nice to you.
And your favorite character is Goofy.
I love Goofy. I would say Darth Vader is close second at this point.
Yeah. We did not get to see Darth Vader.
No, but we did see Kylo Ren. And that was fun.
And Chewbacca.
Oh, I love Chewbacca. I have a little Chewbacca purse, and he loved it. It looked like a little baby Chewbacca.
It's so nice.
He was like cradling it.
And now they're going to have a new Star Wars land out.
We have to go when that happens.
When does it open? Next year?
2019 at some point. I don't know when the exact month is, but we're almost there.
I think
we're in the spring. Pretty much November. So we only have a couple months. So like I'm betting in about 6 months, it's going to be open.
So we have to go do Star Wars Land.
We have to. Because, I mean, Star Wars is kind of like my jam.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
We're like a Star Wars family.
We really are.
We love the Star Wars.
I'm very dark side. I love the dark side.
I can go either.
She can go either. We can pull Kobe to the dark side. Mm-hmm. And I feel very confident in pulling her to the dark side.
Yeah.
My husband can go either way. But he really does like Yoda. And Chewbacca.
I love Chewbacca. Especially with our picture. I'll post a picture of us with Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is probably my favorite light side character.
Yeah.
Of all the rest of them, they can go down with Vader's little saber there. Because Vader's my favorite. Kylo Ren, even though that's a grandson of Vader, I'm just not feeling him yet. But I really like him. He was a little intimidating in
the first movie, episode 7, was it? I wasn't feeling it. Episode 8.
He was a little better.
I was kind of getting into it.
Yeah.
Him with Rey, I was kind of feeling it.
He was getting there. I think he's going to be pretty gnarly in the next movie.
I think so, too.
I think he's going to have it channeled because he did get rid of that lord.
He got rid of him.
And so that made him even darker.
And he's dark now. And him and Rey, like, had a thing. And then that all fell apart.
It did.
And
they were connected with the Force.
And that sucked. Because they were, like, fighting together. And
yeah.
And then they, like,
He wanted her to join him.
He wanted her to join him.
She just couldn't join the dark side. She just couldn't do it. No. That's the Star Wars. I remember when we took a picture with Kylo Ren, and he was all staring Megan down, and she looked so cute in that picture. Oh, it was the best picture of
you and him staring at each other.
I couldn't let him do that to me.
That was amazing. I'm going to post those pictures. Oh, my God. It was so good.
I had to glare him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I felt like I was darker than him at that point. I may not be now, though.
He was trying to be super intimidating, and you're like, No.
No, I'm just as big as you.
Yeah. So you could just shut up right now.
Yep. It was pretty fun.
That was fun.
But Chewbacca was the best.
I loved him. He was so good.
He was so animated and fun.
He was.
So I would say our best happy point in Disneyland is everything. We love the food. We love the drink. We love to dance because we got the dance.
We got to dance the dance party.
And we love that. We did sing-alongs to Frozen.
Yes, we did.
We loved all the characters.
I love the characters.
We got every character that was available.
We did.
And we got so many pictures and autographs. Kobe made these amazing autograph books that were so freaking cute. And what else did we... Oh, every show, every parade. We did everything. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun. It was so fun to experience every last one of that stuff. And we've realized that Disneyland kind of has to be something we do often.
Because we love... It's our happy place.
It is our happy place. It's our Disney bubble. And then as soon as you leave Disneyland, like when we went to the airport...
Yeah.
It got popped so quick.
That bubble got popped instantly.
As soon as they're filling you up with your awesome Disneyland shirt that has the crystals on it. Don't go through an airport with an amazing Disneyland shirt that has crystals on it because they're going to stop you and they're going to pretty much go to second base with you.
To make sure, because those little fake crystal things set off the security system.
And then your rest of your party was smart enough not to wear your awesome Disneyland shirt with crystals on it. So you had to go through.
Megan and I got to stand there and watch Heather get felt up by security.
And then I was trying to crack jokes at them because that's what I do. And they were not having the jokes.
So airport security doesn't joke.
I mean, I've realized there's this.
There's no joking.
I mean, I was trying to joke with them because I was like, this is very uncomfortable. I feel like a criminal right now, and I'm paying you guys to do this?
Yeah, I forgot this misaction in like...
Yeah, I mean, what's going on here? And then they were not having the jokes. They did not. Do you remember how he told me that?
Yeah, he
just flat out said, we don't joke.
We don't joke.
He pretty much told me to shut my fucking mouth. He didn't say those exact words, but that's what I felt like.
And you broke the airport shuttle van.
I did, because... It was hot, and the air wouldn't work.
She was trying to fix the air conditioner vent came on the out ceiling, my hand. And the whole vent came out in her hand, and she was standing there with this vent, and she didn't feel good. Her stomach was upset from something she ate. She's holding this air conditioning vent that falls out of the ceiling. Yep. She looks at me and she says, I don't know what to do.
And Kobe told me, shove it back in.
I said, shove it back up. So she shoved it up as hard as she could and pushed on it until it stayed. And we're like, okay, just don't touch it.
Because it didn't stay right away.
Don't touch it.
It literally came down like 3 times before it got to stay.
Like, let's just get to the airport.
And get out of there as hell of a fast as we can. And then you
got felt up by security.
Yep. Felt up by security.
Yay.
And then...
Plane from Seattle to Wenatchee had to circle the airport 3 times because they couldn't land.
Oh my goodness. It was so bad. I was so sick. We thought
we were going to have to go back to Seattle and drive home, which is a 3-hour drive.
Well, Thor was ready. He was watching that plane circle and he said if he saw it head back to Seattle, he was just getting in the car and heading.
But they finally got it to land. And man, you were the first one off that plane.
Yeah, I was going to unlock the door myself.
You're like, get me the fuck out of here.
I was like, that was horrible. I think I'm okay at planes, but I'm not as good as Kobe and Megan. But I'm 100% better than Thor.
Yeah.
See how he has not been home on yet.
Yeah.
But we're going to plan a trip soon. I think we have some flights coming up this year. I think we know we need to go to Florida.
We need to go to Disney World.
Love the idea of Disney World, but I've been told by so many people if you love Disneyland that you may not like Disney World as much.
But we have to try it.
We have to do it. And I want to go during the wine and food festival.
Yes.
Because I want to drink around the world.
I think that's in March.
And then we've always talked about doing a marathon. We've talked about this on here before, but we want to get these shirts.
We want to get the medals.
The medals?
The Disney 5K. But
we have to have the shirts, too, say that. Yeah. What do these shirts say exactly? The shirts
say, if found on ground,
yes,
please drag across finish line.
And we even, though we're pretty sure we're going to finish this, even if we don't run, we have long legs. If we walk, we're just as fast as some of the slow joggers.
Yeah.
But... we want to stage a picture.
We want to have a Disney character.
Yes.
Pulling Mickey, like Goofy. Pulling us across the finish line with the shirts.
So the people can see the shirts.
That says, if found on ground, please drag across finish
line. Yeah, because we have to finish.
And they're dragging us across. And then we need to have a picture of us with our medal.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to do it at least once. I don't see us doing it more than once, really. Mm-hmm. Because we're not too into spending our time that we're supposed to be enjoying Disneyland running.
Yeah, we don't run.
I really hate running.
I hate it.
I played basketball for years. And when I finally finished after my freshman year of college, I didn't make it very far in college with basketball. 1 year, I had a full scholarship and I loved it because I got my school paid for. But the basketball part kind of sucked ass. And I told myself after that year, I told my husband, I am never running again. And if you ever see me run, you better start running. Because there's a damn reason why I'm running.
The only reason I run is to get away from something.
Get away from something that's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
And I only have to run faster than the slowest person. And that's what I keep telling myself. Doesn't matter. But yeah, I don't run anymore. I can walk fast. And Kobe and I have proved that. We can walk faster than these marathon runners.
Yeah, we walk really fast. We have long legs.
That's the nice part about being almost 6 foot tall. Yeah. Long ass legs. If you walk fast and have long strides, you got this shit. And that's my plan on doing a marathon in Disneyland.
Not the full thing. Yeah, because we can easily do a 5K.
Now, don't worry.
Get our medal.
Yeah.
And then go on to enjoy the day.
If there's cameras around, I could see us jogging a little bit.
Yeah.
Just
they have a limit, too. They have a minimum.
Yeah, because they have to open the damn park.
Yeah.
For the public that aren't running.
Because if you aren't doing at least a 16-minute mile, you get pulled off.
I know we can do a 16-minute mile with walking.
Yeah. So, that's one of our goals.
It sure is.
Okay. All right.
Disneyland was awesome.
Disneyland was awesome.
I think this is a to be continued because we can literally talk about this place for hours.
Yeah. Our happy, happy place.
I love this happy place.
Disney bubble. Amazing.
I wish my bubble wasn't popped right now. I need to go back.
We're going to go back soon.
We have to because it's popped.
Yeah.
It's been too long since I've been there. And I need to get refreshed with my Disney bubble.
Some Disney magic.
You know, we should buy the gloves next time.
We should.
And wear them all day long.
We should.
Because our hands will be like 5 times bigger than they should be. And that's what Disneyland's all about.
Yes, it is.
Everything's bigger there. Bigger and better.
We wear hats.
Oh, I love my ear hat. Well, I have multiple.
Yeah, you have a lot of hats.
I literally wear a different hat every day and sometimes do a mid-change.
Yeah.
That's another topic with my awesome wardrobe changes that I do.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
We have to be Disney ready.
Disney ready? Anywhere I go, I have multiple outfits, so it's weird. Not even good outfits. Sometimes they're okay, but most of the time they're just your random outfits that I just feel like changing into.
You never know.
You never know if I want sweats, leggings, fancy. Most of the time it's not fancy.
It's just comfortable.
Comfortable. But I have multiple comfortable.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
We love you guys.
Yeah, so drop us a line. Let us know if you've been to Disneyland, if you love Disneyland.
Tell us your favorite ride.
Favorite ride in Disneyland.
And if you are exclusive to that little gray door, tell us about it.
Yeah.
We want to know about this.
We want to know what's in there.
And if you are exclusive to this, drop us a line. Tell us when you're going to be there and if you're going to let us in with you.
Yeah, because if somebody has a Disney 33 membership and you want to bring us, we will freaking
we'll
go. There.
We'll drop
We're
it.
We're there.
I will tell my work I'm sick.
I don't care what I have to do. I will walk down to Anaheim.
That'd be a long walk.
That's a long walk. But we'll
do
it.
I'll do it too. Yep. Get us in that room. If not, if you're just like us, tell us your favorite story. Tell us your favorite ride, favorite food, favorite experience.
Favorite character.
Oh, yeah. Favorite character. Show us your awesome autographs.
Post your autographs and your pictures.
We would love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
JethersRandomStuff.com.
Yep.
And Jethers Random Stuff on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. And you can find our podcast on iTunes, and Google Play, and our website.
We look forward to talking to you guys next time. You guys have a great rest of your day and the rest of your week. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.